This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, California Democrats who voted for SB 277 or who plan to vote for SB 18 are communists. De facto communists. And any Republicans that vote for SB 18 are also that. Keep an eye on that. Kerry Lewis is coming up, four-part series over at Bolin Report, talking about what is behind the push to make parents obsolete in California so that children become wards of the state and the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state through the United Nations. Not exaggerating even a little bit on this one, folks. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. How does this happen? Fake news. That's right, fake news. And fake news is not new. It's as old as news itself. In my lecture yesterday, which my son thankfully inadvertently periscoped for an hour and 4 minutes, he was like, I said, kid, I'm going to introduce it, and then I'm going to say cut, and we'll come back later. It's like, I forgot until an hour and 4 minutes later. I said, oh, he's still taping, so you can see it. I mentioned fake news. I mentioned what's going on, the freak out of the mainstream media, because you're starting to become aware, or maybe you're already aware, of the lies being told to you via CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News even, all of them, CNN, of course. And the fact is, like I said, it's old. It goes way back. And I brought up the one example we like to bring up from time to time is the Flexner Report of 1910, how it set the stage for creating fake news through medicine. Artificially creating a monopoly of the only real medicine, the story would be, the theme, the meme would be, the only real medicine is patented petrochemical approved by the government. All everything else, can you say it that way, is quack medicine, it's phony medicine, it's not real, it's unscientific, etc. And they've been playing it for over 100 years. This is how Obamacare happened in 2010. Because the pro-government loving elite controllers lied to you and said the free market is what caused this disaster in healthcare. We need more government intervention. And then a Bernie Sanders comes along to take it further to say, you know what, the only way out of this is to make everybody have free healthcare because healthcare is a right. And, of course, that's a lie, too. If healthcare is a right, then I can take my gun and force any doctor to take care of me because it's my right. Of course, it's not a right because in doing so, I violated their rights to self-determination by forcing them at the threat of loss of life or injury to take care of me or my family. A right is not a right if it means you have to violate the rights of others to engage in it. How simple can it be? I can teach a third, fourth grader that concept. But Democrats, socialists can't figure this out. And most Republicans don't seem to understand it either because even the government program seemingly as benign as Medicare, it's the pooling of money from others and transferring it to others. What for? Modern medicine. Monopoly medicine. This is an evidence of fake news in one area of life. You can erase the entire history of medicine in the United States, which they did after Flexner, and create a new world, a new medical world, a medical monopoly, and everything else doesn't exist. It's not real. Yet go to Civil War museums in the Deep South and you will find that the soldiers were carrying field medicine kits, and guess what? They carried homeopathic medicine. And yet I never heard the word homeopathy until I was 24 years of age. How is that possible to erase the entire medical history of a country? That doesn't happen by accident. Therefore, any solutions, even the Trump Republicans propose, if it's not free market and freedom, it doesn't understand, it doesn't acknowledge what happened in history. It's going to be another government-managed system. Oh, sure, we'll let you save some money for savings accounts. Okay, that's better, except it's still social engineering because they're going to limit what you can spend your own money on, only if it's FDA-approved medicine. That's not freedom, folks. Freedom is also not Facebook going to Snopes to control what is real and what is fake news. We now have a left-wing propaganda machine echo chamber that is developing in the social media networks, including Facebook. Super Don, you've been digging deep on this, haven't you?
Yeah, and, you know, look, it's a symptom of, you know, what's been started here with this fake news narrative that's being pushed, you know, whether it's the Russians are doing it and et cetera, with the political campaign that we just actually not quite over yet. Tomorrow.
They're going to vote. The electors are going to vote. Electors,
hopefully this will all be over with and we can quit messing around with it. But there is this big push now with Facebook to try and determine what is fake news. And apparently they are going to be using organizations like PolitiFact and Snopes to determine what the truthfulness of news is. And, you know, this is such a mess. It really is because, look, Facebook is the largest social network that's out there. You know, I mean, Facebook and Twitter. And the fake news situation, I think it's a brilliant approach that they've taken here to try and launch this fake news campaign against everybody that's out there that is sharing information that people may not necessarily agree with. And the reason why it's brilliant is because there is a genuine problem with real fake news. And I'm not talking about the stuff ABC, NBC. That's a whole other topic. There is literally fake news out there. That I think what happened was that the people that are wanting to shut down these legitimate, independent news outlets decided, you know what, because there is real fake news out there, we can just call it all fake news, and it all get lumped in together, and we can use the real fake news as kind of the scapegoat, right, to attach to these other things. For example, here's a great example right here. Yesterday, I saw this thing, and it's still trending on Facebook right now. There was this video that was put out. You know who CeeLo Green is?
CeeLo Green, is that a singer?
CeeLo Green, he's a singer, he's a producer. He was one of the judges on The Voice for a while.
Okay.
African-American man, bald head, glasses and stuff. He sang a song called Forget You. Anyway, he's this really well-known guy. And there was this video was put out. And it was supposed to be a video of him sitting in a studio, and he's talking on the phone, and then his phone explodes, and he falls on the ground. Okay? So it's trending, like I said, still trending on Facebook this morning. And people are just going, oh, no, CeeLo Green, is he okay? Oh, yo, send him, you know, good vibes. Oh, my goodness, this is horrible, terrible. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, you know, that really doesn't look real to me. It looks fake.
Okay.
But it just went viral all over the place, and people, you know, just crying and stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, this can't be real. And the reason I could determine that was I used my brain, and I looked at the video, and it looked kind of fake. And I took 10, 15 minutes, and I kind of checked around. Who's really talking about this? You know, where is this being reported? And then it turns out late last night, oh, no, it wasn't real. It was just a hoax, right? That kind of stuff really happens, okay? But unfortunately, Facebook, I think, has kind of a left-leaning thing going on here, as I think we already know. And PolitiFact and Snopes have been proven to also be people that are trying to shut down alternative points of view. And so...
especially medical, by the way. Medical.
Among other things, what we were talking about, you know, political, medical, you know, anything that doesn't go with the official story that is being put out there by the mainstream media.
Right.
So what we're seeing here is a lot of discontent now within Facebook and the social networks, where people are wanting to try and find alternatives.
So are the dogs.
To go to, yeah, I know.
We got a veterinary theme today, Superdome. You notice that?
Gotta love it.
I do.
I've been saying for a long time that the environment in social media is ripe right now for somebody to come along mm-hmm. and provide an alternative to Facebook.
Yeah. In fact, I want to get to that in just a moment, but I also see our friend Celia Farber, who you know, Barry Farber's daughter. She's just an absolutely brilliant yeah. journalist, and she's been writing about things for years at the Truth Barrier, truthbarrier.com, just posted something called The CIA and the Media by Carl Bernstein. If you remember Woodward and Bernstein. Back in 1977, he had a comment in Rolling Stone magazine. And you talk about fake news. Where's it coming from? Remember, the CIA said, Russia involved it. It's Trump. It's not real, right? Guess what? The CIA, and I quote now, even ran a formal training program in the 1950s to teach its agents to be journalists. Intelligence officers were taught to make noises like reporters, explained a high CIA official, and were then placed in major news organizations with help from management. These were the guys who went through the ranks and were told, you're going to be a journalist. The CIA official said, relatively few of the 400-some relationships described in agency files followed that pattern, however. Most involved persons who were already bona fide journalists when they began undertaking tasks for the agency. Again, Carl Bernstein, Rolling Stone, 1977. So the CIA has been embedding journalists in mainstream media since at least the 1950s. Talk about fake news. It is happening. We've talked about this being the FBI or CIA social network, you know, Facebook, etc. That's not being made up. This is the stuff that's been going on. If you think that the news that you're seeing is real news in the mainstream news, much less social media, you've got to learn how to discern better. And that's what you do so well, Super Don.
Yeah, I try. And it's something I have to do because I want to vet things before mm-hmm. we talk about them.
Right.
And I've actually checked out, and I know we're almost at the end of the segment here, but mm-hmm. If people want to check out something that I think, I've kind of given it a little test drive over the last week, go check out a website called scene.life. It's SEEN.LIFE. It is like the coolest thing. It's like Facebook without all the crap.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a really cool social network, and I think it's worth checking out.
Well, we all need to be looking at it because the moment Facebook officially goes the way of Snopes and Politico and PolitiFact or whatever, you can forget it. They're going to do themselves in. People will be flocking away like they flocked away from, what was that social media thing before Facebook?
MySpace.
MySpace. Remember how they abandoned MySpace? It just was like tanked. You're going to see Facebook tank. Yeah, I know it's big, but it is also a dinosaur if it starts doing fake news and making it official. All right, we'll be back with Kerry Lewis, SB18 out of California. Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
In the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. You see him there. We have a special guest now joining us, Carrie Lewis from Awake California. And she's written a four-part series, articles at Bolin Report, thebolinreport.com. And, you know, a good friend, Tim Bolin, has been a, you know, bulldog for health, freedom, and healing liberty for a long time and established a great group of writers and researchers to get this thing out there. And California, the left coast, has gone absolutely bonkers insane with the trial balloon on something called Senate Bill 18. Now, this takes SB 277 and puts it right into the heart of a communist California. The title of the bill, Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California. I've been covering it last week with Christina Hildebrand, also with John Rappaport. And basically, you want to turn your children over to the state, you move to California, especially if SB 18 comes into play. Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, they're all worth your time in reading. Part 4 came out today. Carrie Lewis, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the chance to be here and talk about these really big, important issues of where, you know, where our state California is going. We tend to lead the way, so people really need to pay attention. This is, you know, a lot of people believe this is where the country would have gone had Hillary Clinton got into office.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. But they're still working. These people are still working on us. They're still here.
Carrie, do you have a dog in this fight, as they say? Do you have kids in California?
I do. I have two children, teenagers, and, you know, this is something that this is every parent's worst nightmare, this kind of legislation, this kind of bill. And, you know, children's Bill of Rights, you know, children 18 and under traditionally, and it also goes back to the Supreme Court. We've had Supreme Court cases that have always sided with family rights to make decisions about their children. 18 and under, those children you know, always had a, it always was proclaimed and understood that the parents would raise them and give them love and protect them until they're 18 years of age, until they're mentally and you know, mature enough to make decisions on their own. And now we have California trying to come in and make children responsible for themselves. Well, we all know a five-year-old cannot make a decision for themselves. So what the state is implying here and what they're talking about is putting a, you know, an advocate or a state-appointed professional in charge of this five-year-old child to look out for their rights against the parent.
Well, so my point, Carrie, last week even covering this, was that they're making rights up that don't exist. And,
right.
And so I don't find anything benign about this, even if someone might think, oh, well, everybody wants children to have rights. No, I don't. I want them to be able to be in their own family, raised by their parents. If there's genuine physical abuse, I mean, you're talking beating the hell out of kids. There's a place where the government has access to that. But no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about disagreements in how you raise your kids medically or spiritually, etc. And this gives an opportunity for the state to come in and, for the benefit of global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, basically making communal property of these kids.
Right, absolutely. In fact, the one protection that children have left now because of the laws of pushing all this corporate agenda down our throats here are the parents. The parents are the dividing line between the protections of the children and, you know, the state. And now the state wants to take the parents out of the equation so they can do whatever they want with the children. Very scary implications here. And, you know, Senate Bill 18 is being introduced, you know, as a benign, child-friendly, you know, we just need to protect the children, all this feel-good, you know, yummy propaganda, basically. But this is not good. This is not a bill that's going to protect children. If anything, it's going to put them in harm's way, from the state.
Right, and to the profit and benefit of these corporations that have bought basically every Democrat in the Senate under Richard Pan and beyond that will support SB 18. This is an ongoing story, folks. It hasn't been voted on yet. But man, oh man, if this happens, get out of California. I've been warning you parents out there that care about your kids, have an escape plan ready, because if SB 18 goes, let them secede, let them collapse under communism's evil burden, because this is where it's going. I'm not exaggerating. Go read her articles at BolinReport.com. More with Carrie Lewis and the threat to your children and your family in California, thanks to Richard Pan and other dummycrats, and any Republican who would support this as well. RobertScottBell.com for links in the show notes out to all that we're talking about here. 866-939-BELL if you want to call us right now. Back in just a few minutes.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's Water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's Water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo Water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our broadcast home and syndication, GCN. GCNlive.com, of course, links up in the show notes. You can press play at robertscottbell.com. Later, it'll be available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, our friends across the pond that are aghast at what are you Americans doing? What is happening in California? As well as SoundCloud, all of those places. But check it out. Links are up in show notes, including to the four-part series written by Kerry Lewis for Bolin Report, bolinreport.com. Today's headline, part four, just what are these children's rights that California Senator Dr. Richard Dickey Pan speaks of? Part four, this is kind of a culmination of a lot of what you've investigated, and John Rappaport, our good buddy, has also put out in the links to these billion, multi-billion dollar corporate interests trying to take control of all of the people of planet Earth through the children of California. So, what do you think, Carrie? Where's this thing going?
it's not going in a good place if you like freedom. That's for sure. If you appreciate freedom, this is everything but that. If you want the state to control cradle to grave everything, then, you know. But I'm almost thinking there's already countries set up for that already. Maybe they can move there. I don't know. I don't understand people who think this way.
The leftists, they promised they would leave when Trump got elected, and tomorrow the electors are going to cast their ballots in the Electoral College. So we'll see what happens. But John Rappaport dug deep on this, and in your article you referenced as well, talking about the Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council, composed of the San Mateo County Superintendent of Schools, the County Board of Supervisors, and the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. And that's where it gets rather interesting, because the Silicon Valley Community Foundation is a nonprofit that has assets of $7.3 billion.
Yes, there's a lot of money behind this bill, lots of it. And Senator Richard Pan is the crown in the globalist jewel. You know, he just, you know, they give him money, he does whatever they want. This guy's a puppet.
Well, and they've got 1,800 philanthropic funds, corporate partners including Alexa Pharmaceuticals, Microsoft, that's Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, PepsiCo, really good stuff for kids, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Symantec, Unilever, plus something called the SV2 Silicon Valley Social Venture Fund, Building and Scaling Social Inventions.
Yeah, we've got some interesting groups here. The interesting part of this is that this all goes back to the children's rights that they're speaking about are in lockstep with the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child, that was signed by, well, Madeleine Albright, but Bill Clinton, Secretary of State, back in February of 1995. So this UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is what is trying to be imposed through the state legislators. You know, we have, Washington actually already has a law similar to what they're trying to push through in California, and it's just led to some disasters. But one of the things that you really, when you look at the what's going on with the UN treaty, the United States will be required to ensure that children are vested with freedom of expression. So Section 1 states the child has a right to seek, receive, and impart information of all kinds, regardless of frontiers, either orally, in writing, or in print, in any form of art, and through any other media of the child's choice. So you're talking about, you know, pornography. You're talking about inappropriate television shows, music that may be, you know, satanic, or
taking the parents out of the equation, because you parents are just trying to limit your children, right? How dare you decide what they can do or not do? Of course, as I said, these rights are made up. They're fictitious. They're not rights at all. When you have kids, and if you're not a parent, you don't know what I'm talking about. Have kids and you'll understand what I'm saying. But if you want to turn it over to the United Nations, and we haven't even officially entered the treaty. The Senate was never presented with it for ratification because they knew the outrage would be tremendous across the land. Of course, in California, where they have communistic tendencies, the leftist Democrats that run the state, they embrace this like it's this is the way it should always be. This is not an exaggeration, folks.
Right. And the UN Rights of a Child includes countries like Uganda, who can't make up its mind whether honor killing should be illegal or not. You know, that's where if the daughter is raped and then they, you know, to honor the family, they kill her. And then in Sweden, who also is a member of the UN rights, you know, group that signed this UN Rights of a Child, Sweden homeschooling is illegal. And then in Holland, sex education begins at 4 years old. Whether the child is ready for that kind of information or not, you know, or asking about that kind of information or not, it's basically forced on the child. And then in Belgium, with this, who's also signed the UN Rights of a Child Treaty, allows the terminating of a child's life under 1 year old if they are disabled or mentally impaired. And guess who gets to decide that? It's not the parents that get to decide that. It's the state and medical doctors. So these are the kinds of countries that have signed this UN Rights of a Child. So when you look at this, really it's about the state having complete control over children and getting to decide whether they get to live or die or how they're treated or whether they're exposed to perversion or sex before they're ready, you know, and this media, this whole media thing where the child has exposure to any kind of media is really scary, especially when you look at who's hooked up with this bill. Under Senator Richard Pan, one of the sponsors is Jim Steyer from Common Sense Media, and Common Sense Media is pushing all of their media services throughout the state of California in the public schools. And this particular company endorses a website, it's right on commonsensemedia.org, endorses a website called Kiss World. And the Kiss World website, there are parental reviews speaking about what Kiss World's about. And if you look, I refer to this in my article, but there are parents that are claiming that their children were solicited for sex in the chat rooms and in messages and emails and also coerced to get on other, you know, unmonitored chat rooms like Skype and things like that. And also, there, you know, they were told, you know, kids that weren't friending other people that were trying to friend them, strangers, they were told to kill themselves or that they were going to kill themselves if they didn't friend them. So wow. It looks like a den of pedophiles here at this place. And the management appears from the parental reviews to not care and not do anything about it. So we've got this group that is, you know, pushing this through that wants to give our children access to these kinds of media sites.
Carrie, you also referenced that Washington State has adopted something similar to this that they're proposing in California with SB 18, in that in one instance they had a child that was encouraged to contact CPS, Child Protective Services, because he complained that his parents took him to church too often.
Right. So that's the one thing with the United Nations, the Convention of the Child, is that the child will be allowed, this will give the child the right to object to their parents' religious training and participate in religious services of other cults. So you don't really have a choice if your child wants to go join a cult. That's not your concern. The state gets to decide if that's okay.
First Amendment is merely a suggestion. Under this, it's tattered and torn and disrupted and trashed like the CDC data covering up the MMR link to autism. All right, folks, we've got Carrie Lewis here. We're talking about this SB 18. Again, Senator Dickey Richard Pan, a pediatrician, promoting an agenda from the United Nations to take control of children in California, and they want to roll this across the entire United States. You can read about it in part four of the article here. Let's see, what else do we have here? Taking away parental rights one state at a time. What other things are going on? Is there, you know, we've talked about the SB 277 turning children over to the pharmaceutical state. This would also strengthen SB 277 and its actions.
Absolutely. So we have situations in the state already where there's medical kidnapping happening, and that's happening all over the United States, and I referenced that in, I think, part two of my article. But the big thing is that parents, you know, there was one example that HELSDA gave, which is the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Yeah,
and they were talking about how, you know, there were parents that just wanted to get a second opinion from a different doctor, and they went to another hospital and in order to get that second opinion, and the first doctor and hospital called CPS on the parents, and the child was taken away just for the parents asking for a second opinion. So, you know, this is extremely dangerous. It's bad enough that our hospitals and doctors are being given so much power that a parent can't, you know, ask for a second opinion, a medical opinion. You know, doctors make mistakes all the time. In fact, the third leading cause of death in the United States is from doctor mistakes and hospital mistakes. How can we go into a situation, into this kind of legislation that takes away parental rights when we have the state doing all kinds of awful and dangerous things to children? How
right.
could anybody be for that? That's just ridiculous.
Now, in your Part 4 article, you reference a video, a 35-minute documentary, Overruled Government Invasion of Your Parental Rights. You think this is something people should be watching?
Oh, yes. You have to watch this documentary. It's only 35 minutes long, very short, but it really, really gets to the heart of what this is about and the infringement on parental rights that is basically going on right now in the United States. It's not just California. You know, California is the guinea pig. It's the first one they're trying, but they want to get this through the whole United States. People need to pay attention to this.
Well, that's why the United Nations, as far as treating this thing in, is the way to go, because according to the Supremacy Clause, Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, you know, the treaty supposedly overrides constitutional law. I would argue differently, because treaties must be made in pursuance of the Constitution, or else the Constitution doesn't mean a thing. If you can just basically amend it via treaty, then forget it. What's the point of having a Constitution, folks? Now, you need to make some noise. Get loud. Get in the face of these senators in California if you want to salvage California, or you got to get out and leave. Carrie Lewis, appreciate all your work. Everybody check it out, BolinReport.com, and you can find all the links in her article there. Carrie, appreciate all that you're doing.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your time.
You got it. Carrie's from Awake, California, and that is linked there in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. When we come back, holiday gifts. You're ordering toys and you get something else instead related to the Second Amendment. Do you celebrate or do you recoil in horror? We'll talk about it next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to five times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number four, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's what we do. We kick off our broadcast week here, and we go five additional days, Monday through Friday. You can catch us live 7 to 9 in the Eastern time zone evening, or podcasted, broadcast, tape delayed, however you hear it. Never goes bad. No cheap seats here. RobertScottBell.com. Hey, thanks to our special sponsors, including CB Sciences CBD plus CBD oil. I know the DEA doesn't want you to get it, but get it. Get it now before they try to take it away. And you can get a plus CBDoil.com, and RSV15 gets you 15% off. Our good friends at Activation Products offer the same kind of deal, RSV15, and that includes the pure marine phytoplankton, the really good stuff that we get here, Oceans Alive, and their Ease Magnesium, topical magnesium product we love so much, RSB15, that's linked up in the show notes as well, and lots of other things you can check out at robertscottbell.com. All right, now, wrapping it up, we're getting into the holidays here, and, well, Christmas is coming, Hanukkah is coming, if you do the gift-giving stuff. So if you order something online, and a lot of people do now, you're excited, and, you know, some parents will order toys for their kids, right? And they get it, and they say, oh, yeah, the package came in for a kid. Yay, child's toy. A couple in Long Island had a bit of a surprise. Actually, it says they were horrified. I don't know. It depends on who you are, if you were or not. I think I'd be pretty excited. My son would be saying, thank you, God, if this happened. No, it's not anything like you're thinking. It's a Barrett 50 caliber gun that arrived by UPS for a six-year-old grandkid. They thought it was a Fisher-Price toy airplane.
Yeah, apparently the parents had ordered a, as you said, a Fisher-Price toy airplane, and UPS dropped off. Now, you know, I'm looking at this, and I'm going, all right. So if you ordered your son a little Fisher-Price toy airplane, I'm going to guess the box is probably going to reflect the size of the toy, you would think, right?
Yeah, because, you know, a little toy airplane, even if it's pretty big, it's probably going to be a lot different box than a 50 caliber Barrett sniper rifle.
Yeah, that seems kind of big.
With a scope and ammo clips, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So apparently, I guess UPS came out and said there was a mix-up there, and they described it as a highly unusual mix-up. That they had done this, so they're going to try and track down the missing toy.
How often do they ship something to Oceanside, New York, and instead
It was supposed to be going to Arizona. Arizona. I mean, the guy's license was in there as far as his concealed carry for all the things that they have to do in order to, quote-unquote, legally ship this. I thought it would have to go to a... in fact, I bet it was supposed to go to like a licensed arms dealer, because when you're dealing with a 50 caliber Barrett, or even if you're shipping across state lines, typically they'll make it that where you have to pick it up at a licensed gun dealer, right? Mm-hmm. And so this was a real screw up. But again, I was just thinking about this. If my son had gotten this, received this, it reminds me of the scene from Animal House. If you remember the parade scene when everything's going chaos, right? And suddenly this cheerleader or Playboy bunny just flies through the window, ends up on the little kid's bed who's reading a Playboy magazine, and he looks up and says, "Thank you, God."
Thank you.
It'd be that kind of thing if a Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifle ended up that way. My son would say, "Thank you, God." So there you go, a little different kind of thing. But, you know, this group was rather horrified. They didn't want that for their little granddaughter.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking 6 years old, I mean...
Not ready yet for this.
Yeah, that might be a little young for maybe you could get a 22, maybe not a 50 caliber, right?
Yeah, but it's still better than the python found hiding in a mailbox in Australia. That would be a little bit off-putting.
There's always bizarre stories like that.
Always something, huh?
The python, did that really happen? A python in a mailbox?
Yeah, it's a related UPI story. You've linked down below it. By the way, if you want to check this out, we're not making it up. RobertScottBell.com. Yes, we do health and healing, and of course we point out some absurd stories too. But defense of the First Amendment, you know, First Amendment, if it fails, there's the Second Amendment. You gotta put the fear of that into them. That's preventing the takeover, the total takeover of a communist dictatorship. Maybe even California, where they have really severe restrictions on gun ownership in there. Remember the Second Amendment. It shall not be infringed. What part of that do you not understand? The right to keep and bear arms. You don't want one, you don't have to have them. But stop trying to prohibit people that want to defend themselves. Oh, yeah, you don't need a 50 caliber Barrett. Right? Oh, you don't tell me what I need. You don't get to tell me what I need unless you think you own me. And, of course, that's the big issue here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ownership of your kids, ownership of your body. Is it your birthright to take care of your own health, or do you have to ask permission of government? You know what we believe and we perceive here. And if you do too, tell your friends, your family members, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to RobertScottBell.com, links up, sign up for email alerts, and more. We'll be back tomorrow with advanced medicine. In the meantime, stay warm if you're up north, stay cool if you're down south, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.